I want to take a break from the podcast right now, and I want to give you a gift. And I want to do that to thank you for being a listener. I put my heart and soul into this podcast. I love interviewing today's experts, researchers, MDs, psychologists, sleep trainers, you name it. I hope you feel inspired to take care of yourselves and your families. And I just want to thank you for being a listener and hanging out with me. So the code PODCAST10 is going to give you a one-time $10 off code at kellylevesque.com, your next order of protein powder. You can either use that on my grass-fed beef isolate protein or on my new vegan chocho bean protein. Now, here's what I love about my protein powders. It's 3 ingredients or less. So we don't use fillers, emulsifiers, no fortified vitamins or minerals. It's easy to digest and naturally made without any enzymes or chemicals like hexane. So it's 3 ingredients. With my grass-fed beef isolate, that's 100% grass-fed beef, and it's made in the way that you would make bone broth. So just heat and water. And we dehydrate that end product to get that collagen-rich protein powder that your whole family can drink. It can be added to coffees, to smoothies, and you can get it in vanilla, chocolate, and unflavored. I want to point out that my vanilla and chocolate is made with organic vanilla bean, organic cacao, and the only sweetener used is organic monk fruit. We don't use any maltodextrin. Our monk fruit is 100% ground monk fruit, and it's organic. And with my vegan line, I'm so excited to have launched this and to have it out into the world. It's a regenerative bean from South America called the chocho bean. And the chocho bean is the most superior plant-based protein powder you can get your hands on, because not only is it a complete protein, but the process is made with heat and water only. They're crushed and soaked, and what that end product results in is an anti-nutrient-free protein powder. So you're not gonna have any lectins, phytates, or oxalates in your protein powder. Makes it super easy to digest, and it's really, really delicious and robust in cooking as well. So I love it if I want a thicker smoothie or a smoothie bowl. And I also love it in my baked goods, from my cookies to my muffins, pancakes, and breads. It's the perfect protein addition. So if you want to give either of these proteins a try, or you've already been purchasing these proteins and want to take advantage of this special deal, the code PODCAST10 is going to get you $10 off for being a listener here at the Be Well by Kelly podcast. So head to kellylevesque.com or bewellbykelly.com. Put the protein you'd like to purchase in your cart and use the code PODCAST10 for $10 off. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in.
Amanda Chantal Bacon is an author, entrepreneur, and maverick in the plant-based movement. Bacon began researching medicinal plants in 2006 and introduced the first moon juice shop in Venice in 2011. Now a leader in global wellness, Moon Juice has multiple shops in LA, a thriving direct-to-consumer business, a comprehensive collection of adaptogenic supplements, and skincare products distributed worldwide by retail partners. Amanda has been featured in high-profile publications, including New York Times, Forbes, and Vogue. The Moon Juice Cookbook was published in 2016, and she just released the Moon Juice Manual, a blueprint for next level mind-body health. I'm really inspired by Amanda's healing and entrepreneurial journey, so it's a pleasure to welcome Amanda Chantal Bacon to the show.
Amanda, welcome to the show. We've been like two ships passing in the night, and we finally have made the time to do this. I'm so excited to support your new cookbook, The Moon Juice Manual, and really just talk about your wellness journey, how you started Moon Juice and built this amazing brand.
Thank you, Kelly. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much. We've been ships in the night for years, except for that one afternoon where we found each other. I think we both had very small children attached to us. It was like grocery shopping or something, but here we are.
Yeah, no, that was a nice little meet cute with the kids. it was nice. And it's been wonderful to watch you as a female entrepreneur start Moon Juice and build it into this amazing brand and continue to put out really amazing wellness. And I'm just curious, like, how did this all start for you? Like, when did you know that wellness was your passion and your place?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's so interesting, because I feel like there is such a class of entrepreneurs out there and I watch them and it's so impressive. You know, they usually have a certain type of education and they knew that they were an entrepreneur and they knew what they were doing and they had a business plan and they got investors and they had a mission statement and, you know, they really keep to a certain trajectory and often get there very, very quickly. That is not my story whatsoever. I have no degree in anything. You know, I think I wandered around a bit in life, and by wandering, you know, living in different places, working in different industries, I think a place where I did really land and it felt right was actually cooking. And I worked in commercial kitchens for years, and that segued into also journalism, specifically for food. And all the while, something just wasn't right. Physically, emotionally, oftentimes, you know, that, you know, emotionally and spiritually, something felt off. And since I was a teenager, and I would have periods of, you know, this heightened experience of feeling off. And so it would manifest in different ways. Sometimes it would be that I just didn't feel like I had the capacity to handle a lot, or my sleep felt really off, or my weight would fluctuate. And I would have no understanding of why. And I could not pinpoint a reason, because nothing would change in my diet or lifestyle. You know, strange things like hair shedding that didn't feel normal, eyebrows that were really sparse. I mean, I just felt like this person that had all of these quirks and struggles that couldn't be explained. And so, you know, I started to deep dive into why, what could possibly be going wrong with me. And it really elevated to a certain point where I was no longer menstruating. You know, it was irregular periods that just turned into a long period of time where I didn't menstruate, and being in my early 20s, that just didn't seem right. And so I finally wound up at an endocrinologist and was told that I had an autoimmune condition and that I had Hashimoto's and that I should just get on synthetic drugs. And that would be that for the rest of my days. And, you know, in doing some research, I realized that I've got a family history on my mom's side of autoimmune conditions. My mom is type 1 diabetic. So there's two types of diabetes. You know, one is considered an autoimmune condition, the type 1 diabetic. And then type 2 is the one that you can trigger and then you can reverse with diet. But that is not the type 1. So I got really curious around autoimmunity. And this was pre-wellness industry. So now you can go find a hashtag, you can find doctors on TikTok. There's a whole autoimmune protocol. I mean, there's so much fun presentation of information and communities that you can join. But again, this was, you know, 15, 16 years ago. And I felt alone and in the dark about it. This was before, my God, I think this was before smartphones. It was certainly before social media. So yeah, I mean, that really started me on this journey of, I've got a day job cooking and sometimes, you know, working in journalism. And then my passion really became figuring out what was wrong with me. And the deeper, I mean, as you know, as anyone probably listening knows, when you have that personal crisis and you start digging into what is at the root of it, there's so much that you uncover and you start to see how it all really ties together. And so I had that experience and I started to implement some diet and some lifestyle changes and add some supplements that really, really, really changed the game for me. And I was able to put the autoimmune condition eventually into remission, which I was told I wouldn't be able to do. And so at that point, you know, that took over my life. And I just thought, there's no job for me outside of somehow talking to people and reaching people and finding people that maybe have an autoimmune condition that they don't know about, or simply people living a very standard American life that haven't heard of these, you know, simple practices and lifestyle changes that can make a huge difference in your life. So you don't wind up with an autoimmune condition. You don't wind up with cancer. And so that was over a decade ago. And that was my journey into Moon Juice, which started as a tiny little juice shop in Venice, California, and has grown into this. So long-winded way of saying, I never had that really pulled together, buttoned up, entrepreneurial, like, I see that there is an industry, I see there's white space, here's what we're doing, you know, here's our seed round, and we're going to go execute. It's been a very personal, organic journey that I'm still very much in every day, you know, and the brand is evolving with the world and with our community that continues to grow.
Your brand is so authentic. I think you touch on something that's really interesting, is the shiny way that people are coming out with wellness products. It's, you know, I went to business school, I worked in tech, and it's like this tech evolution into the wellness space of creating, whether it's a Frankenfood or a specialty type of a product, because they see a space for it and they have great marketing and they have the background of understanding how to create ads on Instagram and Facebook. And you started Moon Juice pre-smartphone from a personal passionate, you know, from being passionate about something because you were personally affected by it. And it sets you apart. While so many people will try to recreate that, you just, there is nothing like a founder, like a founder story that is like a trajectory that is from a personal pain point, which you have. You know, it's funny that you say that you had, your hair was shedding and your eyebrows were sparse. Like, if anyone listening, if you see Amanda in person, you are one of the most vibrant people and exudes like positive, like you just exude wellness and you exude energy, like a calm, present energy no one would ever assume you dealt with autoimmune issues or that you weren't super nourished from the inside out. It's very apparent from your skin to your hair today that you take really good care of yourself.
And it's been, you know, it's been a journey, and each day that goes by, you know, it's really, and thank God, honestly, I think about it, because I don't think I would have the stamina to just keep up with like a job. I'm certainly not a candidate for like a tech startup or an office job, but you know, I do have the energy to just get up and remain excited and ecstatic. And, you know, it is the thing that carries me. It's carried me through this decade. And, you know, I just look at it as like, okay, what's the next decade ahead? There's still a lot of work to be done. And, you know, my touch point that I can go back to every morning that I wake up, and, you know, there's a lot of things I'd love to do in life. I'd love to go for a hike. I'd love to play with my children. I'd love to have friends that I can actually see. But there is something that gets me to my desk every day. And, you know, again, like excitement. I can't think of any other word, but excitement to keep going. And it's been this healing journey that I just feel like, If someone could have found me as a teenager and shown me another path or laid out some of the symptoms, you know, it's just how different my life could have been. And I have that hope for so many people, you know, whether you're a teenager, you're in your 20s, where you're 65 and you're just not feeling right, I will forever be impressed and astonished at how pleasurable and simple these things that really healed me, you know, like what a joy it is actually to take care of myself. And again, thinking about myself being unwell, and I can go back to what it feels like inside of that body, emotionally, what it feels like, the level of anxiety that I had, you know, even just like hair and eyebrows, you know, I think I like such a sign of health and vitality that I look in the mirror and I see and I feel inside of my body. And I find, you know, the body is incredible. The mind is incredible. Nature is incredible. And with just a few nudges in the right direction, you're meant to heal. We're built to heal. And a lot of this incredible healing, you know, it came from natural things like sleep and plants and foods. And so I'll never not be excited about that and wanting other people to have that experience.
Well, we need you to be excited because Moon Juice has done so many different things over the years. And you've touched on it a couple times now that there were simple things that you started incorporating and doing that had major benefit in your life. And looking at Moon Juice, you know, being a juice shop, then exploring adaptogens, and you being, I think, one of the first people in the wellness industry I saw popularizing adaptogenic use, and then seeing you come out with a supplement line and a cookbook, like you're giving people access to something that helped you heal. And I'm curious, what were those first few things you did to start to change your health trajectory? And how has your wellness approach evolved since you started Moon Juice?
Yeah, well, you know, the first things that I really went after, and my recommendation to anyone, is diagnostics. And certainly if there's a real issue, you know, I think if you're just looking to feel better, look better, live longer, amazing. And then there's a lot that you can do just intuitively and by educating yourself. But when there's a real medical issue, diagnostics first, please. And so that looks like hormone panels. That looks like, I mean, the diagnostics are so much better now than when I started. But really find somebody that can look at what's going on in your gut, what is going on with your hormones, what's happening in your blood. And from that place, having a touch point so that you can, I mean, it's fascinating to be able to go back a decade ago and measure where you're at, especially for women. I think it's really interesting to continuously watch our hormones. We go through so many changes. So, but you know, starting with diagnostics, and then it was the most simple of things that got me on my way to healing. One was I had some cleanup to do. And so I don't bring in radical detox periods into my life really at this point. I'm also still nursing, so there's that. But, you know, in the beginning, there was a lot of cleanup I wanted to do with my body. So there was cleansing. There was a lot of green juicing. There was rebalancing the gut. There was looking at sleep and movement, nature. You know, it's like all of this wise kind of grandmother advice. Whole foods, nourishing foods. When I realized that I was dealing with an autoimmune situation, I started to look at food differently. And I really started to pay attention to inflammation. I realized that I was experiencing chronic inflammation. And so going in and, you know, that looked like absolutely no sugar, a low glycemic diet, no grains for legumes, which seemed really radical, I think 10 years ago, even 6-7 years ago. And today it's called paleo, yeah. Keto, all the rage. So, you know, looking at that, cutting out alcohol, cutting out caffeine. And again, that was a really radical phase of life. And I don't have to be there now. And so, you know, I do enjoy some caffeine. I do enjoy pizza sometimes, you know, and croissant. And that's actually been such a celebratory thing is, you know, coming from a really radical healing and restrictive lifestyle for a point of time, I feel like I'm living proof and here to say that if you put the work in, it's not forever. You know, you do find that place of balance and you do get well and resilient and strong so that you can start to incorporate these other things for, you know, enjoyment, entertainment, whether that's food or, you know, lack of sleep sometimes. So sorry, now I'm off on a tangent, but yeah. it was the you know, very simple things to start with for me that made the biggest impact. I mean, I just have to say, like those most accessible whole foods, sleep, really looking at what was going on in my mind. And we can call it mindfulness. You could look at a spiritual practice. You could look at meditation. If all of those things seem really overwhelming and don't resonate with you, you can also just think about, you know, mindfulness, being aware of what kind of thoughts you're having and self-talk, critical thoughts about others, you know, all of that, that layer of negativity that was just constantly going on, and really calming that down and having a very different self-talk. And when you can have different self-talk, you have really different feelings for others. You know, and all of that is resonating within your own mind, within your own body. So if you're finding that, you know, you're having negative thoughts about others or critical thoughts about others, that is actually resonating within you when you are living in that. So yeah, just paying attention to that, you know, it's just really basic and simple things at first. And I think, you know, the next layer came in, and then, you know, I could get more particular about diet stuff, but greens, veggies, green juices, taking the grains out, you know, low glycemic, adding healthy fats into my diet was really, really helpful for me. And then I added the layer of adaptogens into my life at a certain point. And that's really when things changed.
Wow. Well, before you go into adaptogens, I just want to take a minute to touch back on a point that you made, that if you put in the work, you said, if you put in the work, then you're living proof that it will be worth it. And it's interesting because I almost had this vision, like kind of take myself back to my early 20s. And it's, you know, you said earlier you didn't go to college for a degree and you were cooking and in journalism and you weren't feeling like you were maybe aligned with what your purpose was and your career until you went through being diagnosed with an autoimmune condition, cleaning up your diet and starting Moon Juice. And it's interesting because I know that there have to be people listening that are either, you know, following your path or they've just graduated from college and they're in that young early 20s and there's a lot of alcohol around. And then there are people who are sober curious, but they might be stressed from their job and what they want to do. They may be, you know, going out and eating out and putting their body under a lot of stress and layering on top of that negative self-talk of comparison and kind of really just feeling like they're fighting the world or fighting their life versus feeling calm and taking that layer of stress away. And it's amazing to look at you now because you really tuned into what your body needed. You took that time off. You went through a kind of like a stripping away process, and you were able to listen to yourself, start Moon Juice, start to really put some positive energy, some healing energy out into the world. And I look at you now, like a mother, a wife, a business owner who's having a piece of pizza or croissant, who is, you know, maybe having a glass of wine or staying up late to enjoy something, or we're playing with her children. Like, there is a piece which we, I don't think, talk about enough, that not only can the world in which, you know, how we're eating and how we're sleeping and how we're moving and the stress of our job, all of that is really feeding into our wellness, but the layer on top of that negative self-talk and that period in your life where you're like, who am I? Where am I going? What is my purpose? And you're trying to come up with that instead of stripping away and tuning into it, which it can be really discouraging. It can be really stressful for people, like not anxiety provoking, like what's next for me? And I love that you call yourself living proof, because kind of silencing the outside world and taking a minute to take care of yourself, and then from the inside out, create something that is evergreen, has been beautiful to watch. And really something that I've seen from the outside, and just what you exude and who you are in the wellness space. So thank you for sharing kind of the insights and your vulnerability around like where you were emotionally and where you are now and what you're open to. Because I think when you're in it, and I can remember feeling like I was leaning into wellness, and then maybe there was a weekend where we celebrated and we had more alcohol than I would have liked to have, or we stayed out late and we went out in LA when Chris and I were first dating, and it felt like I was so sensitive to those decisions in my earlier life. Now there's so much more flexibility in my life because I did take that time, like you did, to really lean into taking care of myself and listening to myself and aligning with what is possible. So inspiring for people listening, because I know that that is something that people grapple with in those early 20s.
Yeah. And God, I mean, so good to come back and highlight it, because it's lonely. Mm-hmm. It's really lonely. If I go back to it, it was my early 20s, and I just like, I couldn't drink. I couldn't eat normally. I wasn't like other people, and I couldn't figure out why. And then you start doing these things that make you feel better, but they're weird.
Yeah.
And they're kind of social. And like, you know, it's meant to be this hyper social and hyper healthy period of your life. And so yeah, if somebody's listening, wherever you are in life, if you're feeling like, oh my God, am I going to be like this forever? And I know that these certain self-care things are making me feel better, but they feel really isolating. And, you know, it's not forever. It really isn't. And I don't know what your timeline will be. It's different for everyone and how you approach things and how deep you go. But I really don't think the point of wellness is to become afraid of things and to narrow what you can handle, what you can enjoy. Like, that just seems so rigid and not fun. Mm-hmm. And so if you can think of it as, you know, maybe there's a period of time where you're in healing and you're giving your body and your mind a chance to recalibrate and find homeostasis, and have faith in the process that you will regenerate, you will heal, you will be resilient, and there will be some time when, you know, you'll just be able to enjoy a lot more. And that should be the goal. Not like the rigid, I'm just forever going to be in wellness, but that wellness can mean joy and flexibility and, you know, doing things in balance in the future.
Yeah. You hit the nail on the head when you said earlier, it's like what your grandma would do. And I love that. If you can do it until you're 90, then by all means, lean into it. If it needs to be seasonal and it needs to be something to support healing, then set your timeline and give your body the time it needs for sure. Mm-hmm. But you said something, I want to circle back to adaptogens because you're the queen of adaptogens. Yeah. Like I said earlier, you were one of the first people in the wellness space talking about it, making it accessible to people, offering it up in, you know, in your milks or juices and having it at Moon Juice. It really became a topic of conversation in the wellness industry. So what are adaptogens? How do they help you? How do they work? How do we know if they're good or not? Like, I want the 101 on adaptogen. So if anyone listening is like, I know what adaptogens are. I know how to take them, where to get them, what's important, what's not. Like, it's a whole other world. So I love your expertise here.
It is. And anybody that is interested in what we're talking about, because, you know, I'm going to touch upon it briefly. Otherwise, you know, we would have the like 92-day podcast going. So I'll touch upon it briefly. And if it piques your interest, then I've put more of my thoughts down into the Moon Juice manual. So you can really go in and dive deep. But I'll give just a simple history of adaptogens. They've been used by humans for thousands of years in TCM, which is traditional Chinese medicine, in Ayurveda, which came out of India, in Tibetan medicine, which can be argued came before Ayurveda. Some of these plants popped up in Russian medicine. You know, we talk a lot about TCM in Ayurveda, but it's been really interesting to get into medical lineages and just seeing what was happening in Russia, what was happening in Tibet and Nepal and Sri Lanka, you know, to even get into some of that, like the, I guess we call it wise women, but this European herbal medicine, we can look, there's a whole history in North America, which, you know, sadly, I don't think we look at enough because it's right here. And we haven't honored that in the way that it should be. And South American healing. So it was happening all over the globe, but TCM and Ayurveda are still very much alive and very much healing people. And so I reference that a lot, but you'll see these plants come up in those lineages. Sometimes they're described as, rasayanas in Ayurveda, but they are looked at as tonics. And the word adaptogen doesn't actually come in to the world until 1961, and it came out of Russia. And there was a researcher and scientist that was helping Russia to create a better worker, cosmonaut, Olympian. That was their goal. And so he was looking at these plants to help create, you know, the superior being. They were testing these, what we now call adaptogens, on people working in coal mines and athletes, and like I said, cosmonauts. And so he came up with the term adaptogens, and there is a finite list of adaptogens. So I often see, you know, in the wellness world, people using the word adaptogen as like a new superfood term. And we could argue that there are herbs that have adaptogenic qualities that weren't included in this research. Like, I could argue that maca actually has adaptogenic qualities and maybe should be considered an adaptogen. But it is a finite list of the herbs. And in the book, we go through every single one of them the history of them, where they come from, what they do in your body, and eventually how to best enjoy them, and eventually how to put them in a brownie or a cookie. But in essence, you know, adaptogens are plants that help your body adapt to stress on a cellular level. And there is a very specific list of 7 things that he used to classify what they were. And, you know, there are things like modulating the hypothalamus, recharging the adrenal glands, preventing cortisol-induced mitochondrial dysfunction, acting as immunomodulators, helping the body balance pH levels to minimize inflammation, the fact that they're bidirectional, which I think is one of the coolest things about adaptogens, is that it's able to go into your specific body and work with you. So I always get, you know, let's say that Kelly's stress response is she gets anxious and nervous. And for her, stress manifests as, you know, a sped up heartbeat and sweaty palms and racing thoughts and the inability to sleep. My stress response would be that I have brain fog. I have a little bit of like the deer in headlights. I'm at a loss for words. I can no longer communicate. I'm exhausted. I don't want to get out of bed. I can't get dressed. So the adaptogen would be able to go into our bodies and move bidirectionally. So for me, it would help me find homeostasis, and it would go in and it would move my energy up to get to that middle line, that point of homeostasis. And it would give me more energy. And for Kelly, it would take her and it would really calm her down and have her meet that same homeostasis line, and she would slow down. So for me, that's really, in essence, we could just take that one point, and that's like all you need to know about an adaptogen, and that they are non-toxic, it's non-habit forming, and they're non-specific, which is another cool, like very active role that the adaptogen takes in your body, that they're actually able to go into your body and adapt their function to your body's specific needs. So that in a nutshell is what an adaptogen is. And, you know, they were really the thing that came in. And I'm going to say, you know, there's no magic pill in life, and it did require my participation alongside taking adaptogens, which included sleep, you know, all the things we mentioned before, sleep and doing my part to keep a healthy environment in my body, in my mind, in my home. And so anyone listening to this, I think you know what that means, and we've touched upon it. But putting these adaptogens into my body really changed the game. And for me, they went in and they were able to give me more energy and resilience so that I could meet the stressors in my life. And that in essence was, you know, that was the autoimmune condition for me. It was certain traumas that I had that I needed to unpack that were keeping me in this chronic state of stress or fear. And then it was a lot of external environmental stressors that, you know, we can't always control those things. So the adaptogens really came in and they helped me deal with unpacking a lot of that internal emotional stress and fear. And then they helped give me that extra adaptive energy and buffer, if you will, to meet those outside environmental stressors. And it gave me the energy and that extra support I needed to actually feel okay and feel normal and feel like my other self-care practices and healing tools were working better.
It sounds like it was almost just a modality to get you out of your own way so that you could practice the self-care that your body needed to heal, to practice working through and unpacking your traumas, to practice the self-care of cleaning up your diet and leaning into what you needed. It sounds like to me that anyone could really benefit. I mean, I touch on adaptogens in my first book, and it's something that a couple of functional MDs that I work with do prescribe and recommend to certain patients. And I've seen great success with it. I think for probably everyone listening, they're curious, okay, it sounds great. How do I start to incorporate this into my life? Is it in the morning? Is it night? Like, I want to put it in cookies. How do I do that? So where can people start to incorporate it like you did to allow them to support them to either come up a bit or come down a bit to really start to take care of themselves?
Yeah. So, you know, I started by, and this was a long time ago, so these herbs were not readily available. And so I would actually buy them in bulk and have them, you know, shipped from wherever they were coming in the mail. And I had them in bulk loose powder form. And so I started my journey with really just adding them into smoothie. And that evolved into warm beverages, like a warm nut milk, and blending these herbs in and drinking it like a coffee or a tonic. And then I started playing with, you know, adding those doses into, you know, like a grain-free pancake that I made often, or, you know, if I was going to make a batch of like sweetened walnuts, I would play with cacao and add that in. And that's very much, that was the birth of Moon Juice. And that's what we do all day long at Moon Juice. And as more and more people really started to feel the benefits. And so eventually we made these adaptogenic blends called Dust, and they are blends that are tailored to, you know, where I'm seeing stress animate the most in people. So for some people, that'll be your brain. For other people, that'll be sex, meaning sex hormones. So that's libido, and it's also hormonal balance. It can be fertility. It can be PMS. For some people, it's in what I call power. So, you know, your immune system, or your ability to recover. For others, it really comes up for them in sleep, all that dream. And then beauty, which is skin, hair, inflammation, you know, really putting things in that category. So we made these dusts, which were little blends that you could go home and alchemize with wherever you lived in the world. And that could be as simple as just putting it in water and taking it like a shot, or it could be as decadent as you designing your own, like, you know, green or blue smoothie that you have every day. And you've got these five adaptogens going in. And that really worked for a certain group of people. And I came to realize that most people are not going to make a smoothie every single day. Most people, it's too hard to open a jar and take powder out and mix it into something. And I really wanted to have a vehicle so that anyone in the world could look at it and say, that's easy. I know how to adopt that habit. And so I took the four adaptogens that I had been working with, and I felt like made a huge difference in my life. And we found it in the best source, dose, and form. And we put it into two veggie caps. And so, you know, that might be the easiest way for you to go about it and take it. And there's no shame in that. I always say the best habit is the one that you'll actually keep. And so knowing yourself, you know, if you know that you can take two capsules every day, then just do that. Like, don't try to, I feel like I always do this with like home decor or organizing a kitchen. Like, yeah, I'm going to be one of those people that has like perfectly, I don't know, I have all these like weird home fantasies for myself about how I'll live if I can, you know, just change things up a bit. And the reality is I will never be that person. I will never organize my snacks that way. I will never put my knives away that way. Just, it's not going to happen. And so I feel like the same thing with wellness. It's just be a realist, know who you are and work with it. And that's great. If you have certain habits that you can stack something on top of, great, do it. If you know that you can open a jar and put a teaspoon of powder into your coffee every morning, great. If you know that you just like to drink your coffee how it is and that's that, like, please don't put any adaptogens in, or I'd like the idea, but I won't consistently do it. There's no shame in that. Great. Just know that and move on. And so what I found is that most people can actually remember to swallow 2 capsules every day. And that's super you. That's like my whole healing journey in a bottle right there.
Right. You're meeting people where they are. And I think being a realist is super important. I mean, I have dreams of those perfectly organized pantries and kitchens as well. But it has to be like, how does it work in your life? And is it is it real life for you? Which is good. So from capsule to dust to now your new book, The Moon Juice Manual, you are focusing on comfort foods. There's cookie recipes and pancake recipes. Why'd you decide to focus on the yummy stuff? And are we able just to take the dust and pour it into our pancake batter and cook with it? And are these kid-friendly, family-friendly recipes? Or how do you approach this adaptogens with your kids?
So, I mean, the book, you can use the book in a few different ways. The first half of the book is really just a deep dive into education and your own biology and what stress actually is. That was the biggest thing for me, is I realized just in my own healing journey, and it took me a while to realize I didn't actually know what stress was. You know, I heard like, oh, okay, autoimmunity. Oh, that can be caused by stress. Yeah, that resonates with me. And so I was really looking at stress as an emotional response. And I think that's very much the way our culture regards stress. But what I found is that by the time you are having this emotional response that we're calling stress, is there's been this whole cascade of biological events that have occurred. And maybe you're even already in chronic stress, and that's why you keep having this emotional response. And that actually has nothing to do with your emotions, and it may have little to do with your life situation, and it has a lot more to do with biology. So I started to think about that, and then I started to dig into what stress actually was. And yes, stress is fear, anxiety, anger, overwhelming responsibility. There's that layer, but it's also bacteria, viruses, molds, parasites, fumes, pesticides, synthetic drugs, heavy metals, extreme changes to temperature, loud noises, UV sunlight, altitude changes, allergens, processed foods, alcohol, strenuous physical activity, too little food, too little sleep. I mean, all of these things that I wasn't really categorizing as stress. And some of those things we can avoid, and some of those things we can't avoid at all. So really just, I feel like having that kind of like basic stress 101, and then going through the different systems in the body and how stress moves through the system and what's happening. I mean, that was the biggest part of my healing journey, was to first and foremost understand what I was dealing with, what's actually happening in my body, what does that feel like, how does that animate for me, so that you can have the power to feel that, to know yourself, to know when it's happening. Because the sooner you're able to catch these things, and if you feel like, oop, okay, either that feels like stress and I can feel my body respond to it, and what are some ways I can really calm myself down and tend to myself is really helpful to catch it early, or to know, hey, like fumes and food allergies and alcohol and this, that, and the other, like those read as stressors. And so if I'm having an emotionally stressful time now, why don't I lay off those five other things that I can control? You know, and it could be like shampoo with synthetic fragrance in it. So the first half of the book is really that. And one could say, I don't want to cook with adaptogens and I'm never going to cook. I don't cook. And you could just take the education in the front of the book, and there's a lot for you there. The second half of the book, or the mid part of the book, is education on adaptogens. So you could say, I'm going to take adaptogens, but I'm never going to put them in waffles. Ever. And you could just take that education on adaptogens and pick a couple of herbs that really speak to you and figure out a way that you will take those herbs every day. Maybe that's in a capsule. And then the last part of the book are recipes. And so they're all nourishing, and a lot of them are low glycemic, and they can all be made vegan, and they're all grain free. And so you could just use it as like a yummy comfort food book, and all of them are made with adaptogens, but the recipes are perfect on their own, just as a better for you comfort food. Or you could take the whole trip with me and get the education, learn about the adaptogens, get into the recipes, and then start actually putting certain adaptogenic blends that I walk you through, or single ingredients, into the recipes. So it's kind of choose your own adventure in that regard. All the recipes are kid friendly. They're all really yummy. They're easy to make. They're easy to make with kids, for kids, my two kids, you know, kid approved. They love them. It's a lot of like, you know, it's a healthy cookie, it's a healthy brownie, it's an easy waffle. So super, super, super easy. That was really the desire with all of these recipes. They have to be yummy. They have to be easy. I was kind of redefining comfort foods, you know, and like, what actually is a comfort food? And a comfort food should be easy to make, yummy to eat, and leave you feeling comfortable, leave you feeling better than when it found you. So they all fit into that. And if you're looking at, you know, I've had so many questions over the years of people wanting to know about adaptogens and pregnancy, adaptogens with children or teenagers, adaptogens while nursing, and there are some contraindications with the FDA, and a lot of doctors just don't want to get on record and speak to that. But we have Dr. Maya Chatrit, who goes on record, and she can give you some guidance there. And she even gives a dosage guide for children. So
I love that. I think that that is probably, and you touch on something, if something hasn't been tested in children, pregnant people, nursing people, there's not very many moms I know, or whether you're pregnant, nursing, or you have a child, say like, yeah, I joined that study. But when you look at the mechanism of action and the actual ingredients, you can have a greater understanding of the impact it would have on someone's biology, and whether there would be an issue for like an overdose or too much of something. And so I'm so glad that you have a doctor who can break that down into a dosage guide, and that, you know, we can make these and share these comfort foods with our families and decide to take the trip with you and, or take our own little adventure in your book. I'm so excited for you in the new book, The Moon Juice Manual, and it's just came out. So I will put links to it in the show notes, but where can people start following you, your journey, and Moon Juice online?
Amanda Chantal Bacon on Instagram. I cannot promise that there is a steady flow of information, but if you want to see what I'm snacking on sometimes, and my kids, and sometimes what's happening at Moon Juice, I'm definitely there sporadically. And then there is Moon Juice, moonjuice.com, moonjuice on Instagram, and we are there every day, all day. So there's a lot of content there that you can dig into. And there's a lot of education, you know, in and around the book, just on our website.
Wonderful. I will link to everything in the show notes and share everything online when it goes live. I personally love stopping into Moon Juice in Venice, and you can, I think I've seen your snacks at Erewhon too. So lots of good stuff for people to snack on, to grab, and to learn about in your new book. Amanda, thank you for being here. Thank you for tuning into yourself, going on your healing journey, and sharing this goodness with the world.
Thank you so much for having me, Kelly. Hope to see you soon.
Me too.
Thank you for listening to Be Well by Kelly. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Learn more at bewellbykelly.com and follow me on Instagram at bewellbykelly. I would love if you picked up my books, Body Love and Body Love Every Day. They're sold on Amazon and at all major booksellers.